Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, we are at John chapter 1, verse 18. We are looking at the person of Jesus before we begin to follow him through the Gospels. John chapter 1, verse 18. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Early in your life, you were told, never look directly at the sun. The brightness of the sun, even at a distance of 93 million miles away, can damage your eyes and cause blindness. The majestic brilliance of the sun is to be experienced, not seen. So it is with God. He is spirit. He is omnipresent, existing everywhere at the same time in his full being. God is too much for us to take in, and that's an understatement. A person cannot look directly on God and live. However, we can look on the person of Jesus. Jesus, God in the flesh, came to show us the Father. He came to make God known in an intimate and personal way. He came so that we could enter into a relationship with God and enjoy him forever. He came so that we could call God Abba Father, an Aramaic word that means daddy. We can express our love to God in an intimate way. A person cannot look on God and live, but we must look on Jesus as the only way to live. Jesus has come to make God known. The question is this: has he made God known to you? If not, let this prayer be your guide. Lord Jesus, I want to have a personal relationship with the living God. I want to know him intimately. And you are the one, the only one, who can make God known to me. Today, I trust in you and your work on the cross as the only way to have a relationship with the Father. I trust that you paid for my sins on the cross. And right now, I trust in your work as paying the penalty for my sin. Thank you for making God known to me. In your name I pray. Amen.